Everybody coming to see you steady?
What?
They coming to see the whole school rat.
Cow's the one selling the podcast.
All right, guys. So I got a new favorite song. You want to hear it?
Is it Never Gonna Get It? Practice What You Preach. You got to tell me something. Because, you know, I got to go to Perry Quinn, Texas. Whatever.
But you don't have to go till May. You're good.
Shut up, Rick. Shut up. Shut up, okay? It don't pay me no fault. They didn't pay me enough, okay? That's why I came back, put my residuals. Don't nobody support me since I've been gone. Michael Jackson's been calling. He's talking about he tired of y'all too. It's just a mess uphill in this place beyond the grave. Coming soon. So oh,
I
can see you.
I love it. I love it. Oh, yeah, my man. God.
Taking the term posthumous albums to a whole nother level.
For real. For real. Oh my gosh.
Man, if I could get all the voices like AI aficionado'd into like my sound recorders, imagine doing a podcast and then making it look like them just having a conversation beyond the grave.
So we'll be featuring Barry White, Michael Jackson, Jimi Hendrix.
Gotta have Jimmy, right? We need a female to throw it. Now we need a female.
Dennis Joplin. No, wait.
No, you know what's funny? I just realized, like, I don't know what Jimi Hendrix like speaking for. I've never heard that man like talk. I've heard him sing.
You've heard him sing.
I don't know what his voice sounds like.
He had sort of a soft spoken tone to him. But then when he sang, he put that extra oomph to it.
Yeah. But I'm just like, it just dawned on me. Like, as much as like I've listened, I don't think I've ever, at least I don't remember ever hearing, like, seeing an interview with him. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm getting maybe like a Bootsy Collins vibe, maybe.
I don't know. I can, you know what? There's a couple Jimi Hendrix documentaries. If I can find, there was one in particular I was watching one time. I'll share that with you if I can find it.
I remember at one point that they were going to do a biopic for him. Andre 3000 was supposed to star him.
I remember that. Did that ever come out?
It never even happened. It never happened.
This, right.
Dude, I heard about this thing like over 10 years ago. This was like, I heard about this back in like 2008.
Would have been rad at the prime moments before. Yeah, that would have been dope though. I think, and with the energy, because if you look at Hey Ya and the energy Andre was bringing during those eras, he could have pulled it off.
He could have. He was a pretty good actor.
Hold on.
Are you sure it never came out? Because I'm looking at it right now.
I don't remember it coming out.
It's called Jimmy All Is By My Side. Came out in 2013, starring Andre 3000.
What's that? We're going to check that out after this pie.
Yeah, I don't remember. Oh, okay, you know what? You're right. I son of a bitch.
Yeah, because I heard about it. I knew it was somewhere, but I didn't know where. You know, I didn't know where. And I think,
I remember now the Haley Atwell of it all.
Word. So yeah, Haley Atwell.
Other white people.
Bunch of names that just stood under Andre 3000's name for the sake of the movie.
There's an actress named Ruth Nega.
Nega. Yeah, I know. Yeah, it's pronounced just how it sounds.
Hey, names be the worst, yo. Like, I think me and Kyle have the most fun on who they want when we get certain people's name, and then for the life of you, you didn't practice like a million times silently of how to do it, and then I get to go live, and I'm like, you know what? We're just gonna break them in, and then they're gonna confirm whatever the name is.
Yeah, but most of the time, it's not even like most of the time, it's not their real name. It's stage names, and you don't want to mess up the stage name,
right? Because yeah. I had the Jean-Pierre Gianda, whatever. See what I'm saying? Like, names be like the worst trippy part of trying to do a fantastic intro, and then you screw up the name. And you're live, and it's like, okay, there's no do-over stand. Like, you know what? We're just going to be comedy for like the first opening 20, 30 minutes. But it's great to see you guys. Great to be back in the booth.
There was a speaking of names. I don't know if I told you this story. I think I told Rick this story. Okay, so someone told me this story. A parent got pissed off because of the way her kid was, you know, they couldn't pronounce her kid's name, right?
Okay.
So it's L-A.
This is the story. I think I knew it. Yep, I knew exactly where it was. I knew exactly where it was.
So it's L-A. What do you think this stands for? L-A-A.
Los Angeles Angels? I don't
know. No, it's worse than that. It's way worse than that.
You ready?
Life after?
No.
No, it doesn't stand for anything. It's an actual name.
Okay, just go. Hit me with your best shot.
Okay. So the mom went to the teacher and looked at the way they were spelling her name, and they said, "The dash ain't silent."
Yes, this girl's name.
Her kid's name was LaDasha.
Yeah.
And with the actual dad.
Yes, and I'm not trying to make fun. It's just that's not obvious. That is not an obvious a symbol that doesn't have anything above it, like below it, to tell you that it's supposed to be pronounced a certain way. It's confusing. Right?
Very, right? And then you get offended because we're just like L-A and you just think it's an abbreviation or it's a symbol for like Prince or something. I don't know.
But you know what? No, but you know what I think? You know what I think they should do? You know how dictionaries break down how to pronounce certain words?
Yeah, but I'm like that dude on TikTok. I think he need to write a dictionary because he be doing how the English words in the dictionary just be like totally different.
How English words,
That's my boy.
There's a girl I've seen that does that too, where she, it's like words that like are spelled the same but are pronounced like wildly different, but she still like pronounces
Jesus
them like
Jesus in Spanish.
Kind of like that, yeah.
They're the only ones that can get away with that.
Not like that. Like it'll be a word. Bitch, I gotta find it. It's like it'll be a word that'll say, okay,
live and live.
No. Kind of like that? No. It's like a word that is. Hang on, you know what? Fuck, I gotta find this thing real quick.
It spells the same, but it has a different meaning. Live and live. L-I-V-E.
No. It's like it's a word that is spelled kind of the same, but pronounced wholly different. Like, hang on, I gotta find it.
Like onomatopoeia.
Onomatopoeia.
I don't know. I just threw it out for
comedy. Yeah, but read and read.
Living live.
Oh, I'm trying to find this chick's account.
Those are the only two good ones I can think of.
Like back and back. Be like Back to the Future, but then you're talking about the back of your body part. Like, I don't know.
Back is the only, back is because that's not spelled any other way.
Neither is live, read.
Read and read, yeah.
Hang on, I think
spelled the exact same way. No.
It's like this. Okay, it's a word like yeast and breast. Because like you know, yeast is pronounced yeast, and then the word coming up next would be breast, but you pronounce it breast.
Because it's spelled the same way, so you think that it would be pronounced. I get what you mean. Yeah, that is weird. I mean, like if
yeah.
that is weird because if you're trying to tell that to a kid, right, they're gonna question it. Like they're gonna question it. So how come this rhymes with this, but it doesn't sound like?
Yeah, no, it's spelled the same, but it doesn't rhyme.
It
like character has the CH sound, but chapter has the actual ch in it.
There you go. No, there you go. That's a good example.
Like, make that make sense.
Because no, because remember when they would tell us to sound out the letters?
Yeah.
If you got stuck on words, sound them out. Yeah, that does work. But there are times.
And this is why a lot of kids have speech impediments. They probably was their brain was confused because the way they heard it in their head and the way they was trying to deliver it just collided. And then you get a stutter in the middle of a sentence. I mean, one of our classmates did that for like the last 30 minutes of class. And the teacher was like, nobody help him. And I'm like, bro, I could have been read this paragraph 8 times and been done. He took so long to bell rung. He's like, not till he finished. I'm like, deuces.
Yeah.
The English, like language is funny, but the English language is very, because we borrow from other languages. So it's like, you know, it's exactly. It's very funny. And then I remember we came from the generation, this is going to make me sound really old. We came from the generation when somebody would tell you they would correct you when you would use like short term, like shorthand or.
Yeah, they would tell you not to do that method, like go all the way.
Like stuff like the one I would get.
Don't
all
make
the time.
It easier for yourself, essentially.
Yeah.
Like, no, you have to do it hard. I struggle, so you have to struggle.
Right, I had a math teacher that was like that with solving problems, and I could have the answer completely right. And she'd be like, one day she finally confessed before all the kids got in class, and she was like, do you know why I always mark your stuff wrong? And I'm like, no, why? She's like, because you don't show your work. She's like, the answer is correct, but how did you get to the answer? And I'm like,
you don't
make it make, mark, I like, I'm still getting the F for smart, it being dude. Right. Like,
why did you mark the whole thing wrong? Why couldn't you just like take a point or a few points off or something?
Yeah, like that's just something teachers teach. Well, you know what? I feel like the teachers we had growing up, they just had were on ego trips because it felt like, no, you got there without, you know, da 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 da, but I don't like that. So I'm going to fail you for this reason and this reason alone. Like,
and then you get a scientific calculator where you can put the whole equation in and then get the answer. And she was like, oh, no, you're going to have basic calculators in my class. I'm like, why would they make scientific calculators?
They made once those things became available, they became a requirement for my.
Yo, you know, that's the thing. No, that's the funny shit about, like, the advent of smartphones. Because they were so sure. They were so sure that we weren't going to have calculators at the ready. And now look at us. Calculators at the fucking ready.
Right. But also, we came up when cell phones, they were available, but they weren't as common. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, right. So BlackBerry was kind of the first one to give us.
No. This is the thing, though. They still said that we aren't going to have calculators at the ready. They told us.
They told us. At the time.
When we were growing up, we weren't going to
have it at the ready. And now,
life. We've had adult. This is the thing. In our adult lives, we've had calculators at the ready all of our adult life.
All yep. We have many computers in our pockets at all times.
Facts.
Like I remember a couple years ago, they had to ban them in France because you know to get kids to just start writing things down again. Just like you're too distracted by your phone. And I get it. I get it. But like when you come from a place where they tell you ain't is not a word, because I use the term ain't all the time, right?
Right.
And next thing you know, it gets used so much that they put it in the Webster dictionary. So
put it back in the Webster dictionary.
They put it back in the dictionary. And you can
right.
come up
like,
with
you have to say is not. We're not gonna say ain't. The word is
but
is
ain't
not.
But ain't is a word. You know?
Ain't, don't, won't, can't.
Two things I did not see coming when we were still like in high school age, right? Two words that okay, like slang terms that became so popular that they're in not the urban dictionary, but the regular dictionary.
Okay.
Right? Crunk.
Yeah. Right?
Remember the crunk era? Yes. Crunk became an actual word. And a few years later, Stan.
That felt like they were just like, we don't have anything else to put in here. Quick, what are the kids saying? Kind of.
right? Grab it because it was like that type of popular.
Stan, well, you gotta thank Eminem for that. I only heard like because after that, I hear it more today, but back in the early 2000s, I only heard it every so often when
it was frowned upon. You're right. It was very frowned upon.
Yeah, I found the video I was talking about, guys.
You found the video?
Yeah. I sent it to the group chat.
This is words you may have learned through books and therefore pronounce incorrectly. Part 5. And it's a challenge. I'll put a word on screen, you say it first, and then I'll give you the correct American English pronunciation. No cheating.
First Marxist. Word is...
Moist.
Moist.
Banal.
Banal.
Ha! I would not.
Banal.
Barbecue.
Barbecue.
Baruch.
Wait for it.
Barbecue.
Promise.
Promise.
Compromise.
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 Bath.
Bathe.
Bathy. And finally,
Ayo.
Chachos. This is words you may have learned through books and.
Yo, she's got like 4 more videos like that. It's the funniest damn thing. She's got a gang of them like that.
Because it does make you question what you've learned and what we've all just accepted to be the, you know,
English literature text of words.
I'm gonna send you guys one more. I'm gonna send you guys.
Yeah, you got to do it now. We're gonna just use this time for this catch up period and then dive in and in the next link. I'm having fun with this.
I'm having too much fun.
Yeah. Right. All right, then I'll look for the rest and find the rest. Hang on.
This is words you may have learned through books and therefore pronounce incorrectly. Halloween edition. And it's a challenge. I'll put a word on screen. You say it first, and then I'll give you the correct American English pronunciation.
Evil.
Evil.
Devil.
Devil.
Wow.
Foul.
Gowl.
Gowl.
I don't even know how to say that.
Autumnal.
Autumnal?
Autumnal.
Autumn.
Pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Pumpernickel.
Pumpernecking.
What?
Candy corn. What?
Mandy Moore.
Mandy Moore. Diver.
Shiver.
Shiver.
Samoan.
Samhain.
Halloween.
Halloween. This is words you may have learned through.
Okay.
Samhain? Samhain?
Samhain, yeah. That's like what the Wiccan Halloween is called.
Oh, okay. All right. But Halloween. Okay.
Yeah, she's got a gang.
Hey, yeah, friends, what's up?
Oh, God, we got another one. Here we go.
This is words you may have learned through books and therefore pronounce incorrectly. And it's a challenge. Duet this. I'll put a word on the screen. You say it first, and then I'll tell you the correct American English pronunciation. No cheating.
Dialogue.
Dialogue.
Diabolical.
Diabologue.
Diabologue.
Ratio.
Ratio.
Patio.
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 Maccabee.
Maccabee.
Macrobe.
Macabre.
Macabre.
Broad.
Macabre.
Roll.
Rod.
Oh, macabre.
Pilates.
Pirate.
Pirates. Primates. And finally, Bowdoyer.
I don't like her at all. Okay. This is too complex for my appeal. This is too much. I try to announce them as I see them. I don't know. It's confusing. She was putting extra letters in there that wasn't in there.
No, she's over. She's saying the letters that were in there that you weren't saying before.
That you weren't saying before.
That word got that word's got 12 letters and you only pronounce the 6.
It's like saying the Django, but the D still silent.
You know what's funny? I just realized that I stole that. I got that bit from Boy Meets World where they were trying to say the French word for frog. It's like, it's Grand Oui, and it, but it's like, it doesn't sound like it has that many letters, but it's got like 10.
Which is,
they were trying to say that Minkus was trying to teach Corey and Sean that. They're like, there's 12 letters in here, and you're only saying 6 of them.
We pick our struggles. We shortcut long words.
And the funny thing is, a good, like, what is it? Like 30% of the English language is French?
Something like that. Yeah.
It's arrived.
That's what it just makes me think of. Oh, but okay, so they're about to kick us off in 9 minutes. But you know what? This feels like good bonus content. Should I use this or just keep it in the archive?
But we're using this. We're going to confuse somebody else with this, especially my Barry White intro. Already going to grab some attention.
And this is what happens when we just turn the mic on and see what happens. What's going on, everybody? This is Elder Tenshi. Hope you enjoy that bit of bonus material we are calling The Hosts Who Rant. We used to do a short series of Stream of Consciousness Off the Dome episodes, and that's all we used to call it, was just Stream of Consciousness. But one day, me and my friends, we put a group chat together, and I just call it The Hosts Who Rant, because that's basically what we do all the time. When we don't have episodes that we plan out, we just turn on the mic and just talk and see what happens, and then you get goofy stuff like this. But it also makes us think, so you know what, I decided to turn it into some bonus material in between other episodes. So we hope that you enjoy that, and I hope you come back for more. In the meantime, we bid you peace, love, and see you next year.